Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Tim McConnell joins us right now on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tim, have you come down from the high of that last night yet?
Andrew, to be honest with you, no, I have not. it's like a dream. I'm just hoping nobody pinches me and I don't wake up because, like I said, I'm so excited for my son and all the hard work and dedication he put into this game that it's paying off. You know, there's so many great players that play this game in the NBA. And like, I think of guys that, you know, were greater Hall of Famers that never played in the championship game. And my son is in game 7, with a chance to win the NBA championship. It's just a dream come true.
Tim, what were those things like when people aren't looking that he did? And when did that start that led him to this point where he is one of the most important players for a deciding game 7 in the NBA Finals Sunday night?
You know, I remember it vividly. You know, we're goal-oriented people, and he told me going into 8th grade, he said, "Dad, I want to be a Division 1 basketball player."
Yep.
And I said, "Son, do you know how good you have to be to play Division 1? I mean, I played small college basketball, and I know how good you have to be." And I said, "You know, you have to be really, really good to play Division 1. He said, "Well, that's what I want to do." And I said, "Well, then you need to write that goal down, put it on your mirror, and you need to do something every day to go obtain that goal." And there would be days I would say to him, "Hey, what'd you do today to be a Division 1 basketball player?" And he'd say, "Oh, I gotta go do more ball handling. I gotta do more dribbling, more shooting." And it started then. But you know, in high school, you know, when his friends were going places, he would make the sacrifice and say, "I got to get my workout in. I'll meet you at the movies, or I'll meet you at Kennywood or somewhere like that." He would go and do his workouts and made sure that, you know, he did something every day. And I just saw the dedication and the effort that he put in. Did I think it would turn into NBA? To be honest with you, no, I can't lie to you. But as I saw him progress as a high school player from his freshman year to a senior year, I knew he could play Division 1. And when Ron Everhart offered him a scholarship as a sophomore, there was a gentleman from Bethel Park who sent Ron Everhart an email and said, "When did you start recruiting water boys?" And TJ and I sat in Ron Everhart's office, and he showed us that email. And when we got in the car to go home, he said to me, he said, "Dad, I will show them who's a water boy and who's not a water boy." So that fueled his fire to motivate him to show people that, you know, he's not just getting a scholarship offer from Ron Everhart because Ron liked us. He's getting it because he deserved it.
Tim, now the entire basketball world is talking about how incredible your son has played, to the point where I'm seeing things on Twitter where they're taking half of Michael Jordan's face and half of TJ's face and saying these are the same guys. Like you said on NBA TV, "I can't believe my son's a part of this." He's not just a part of it. He's a huge part. Like, he's been such a catalyst. It must be crazy for you. You're sitting in an arena, and your son is turned into like a cult hero for these people. during this NBA Finals run, and it's not just because he's a likable guy and he plays with energy. He's been outstanding throughout these playoffs. It's nuts.
Well, thank you. And, you know, last night I'm sitting in the audience, and there's, you know, 16 of us there for the game, and TJ's playing well, and you got 17,000 people chanting, TJ, TJ. What a moment that was. I got chills up and down my body. It was just, I mean, it brought me to tears.
Yeah.
It was such a great moment.
Tim, how does he handle all that? Like, does he pinch himself and smell the roses, or is he so in the zone he doesn't even really realize, like, the profound impact he's having on the lives of all these people watching these games?
You know what? He's so down to earth. If anyone ever met him, you know, he's not somebody who's going to boast. He's so special. He knows he has talent, but he just goes out and performs. He doesn't tell you about it. He doesn't talk about it. It's something special to see. He just is a guy that is so down to earth and just works hard. And I'm glad to see all the sacrifice they're paying off for him.
Tim McConnell with us here. He was on NBA TV last night. He was viral, that interview, talking about TJ McConnell's, I can't say coming out party because this is old hat for him, these huge performances in the NBA playoffs and NBA finals to get the Pacers to a game 7 of the NBA finals Sunday night. And as you said on NBA TV, is everybody from that group that you just said going down to Oklahoma City Sunday, Tim, the whole crew?
No, not the whole crew. There's only about 10 of us going.
Only 10.
My sister and her family, they're not going to OKC, but the rest of us are going.
That's
going to
be insane. Donnie Football, who usually produces this show but is in Delaware, sent out a video that has also gone viral on Twitter of you playing in the 1986 District 18 championship game with Waynesburg when you guys were 27-1 and you beat Westminster for a championship. Greater feeling winning that game or what you're watching your son do right now?
No doubt what I'm watching right now. No, there's no comparison. I mean, I text with Coach Maurice's wife today and said, I wish he was here to see this, but for my son doing what he's doing, there's no question this is way more special.
What kind of advice would you give parents who are coaching kids right now, who give like the same, they hear the same things from their kids at a young age, like, I want to be a Division I athlete or basketball player one day. I want to play in the NFL or NBA. What would you say to those people who get that message from their kids, Tim?
What I would tell them is to follow your dreams, to work at it. But don't just have a dream. You got to go work at it. You got to make sacrifices. It's nice to say you want to do something, but it's another thing to go out and actually do it and try to accomplish that that dream or that goal. I would say, you know, to these young kids, what I told TJ, don't ever let somebody tell you can't do something, because he has been told all of his life he's too small, he's too short, he's too slow, he doesn't jump fast enough, he's not athletic enough. But he didn't believe those people.
Yeah.
He went out on his own, and, you know, we worked out a ton, but he went out, he proved those people wrong. And the mind is a powerful thing. And when you put your mind to something, you can do anything you want. It doesn't matter what it is. And my son has chose to be an NBA player because of how hard he worked and how much he wanted it. When you want something and you go after it, you can do whatever you want.
You said too slow. I don't know if you knew this, but they measure the speed of guys in the NBA playoffs. TJ's actually been the fastest player in the entire tournament. Did you know that? On average speed?
No, I didn't know that, but I was listening to you just a few minutes ago before I got on, and when you said that, I was like, that's interesting. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, hold on, Tim. So I got to get your thoughts here. Like, do you have names that you would absolutely put on the Pittsburgh basketball Mount Rushmore?
I mean, everybody has a great argument. I mean, I heard Mike White earlier talking about, you know, different people.
Is there one name that really resonates with you, like that you think of when you were growing up as a basketball player here, coaching or anything, that you say, you know what, this guy was like the inspirational basketball figure for me?
Like, I just remember, like, when I went to camp over at Pitt with Larry Harris and Connie Hawkins.
Yeah,
and
those are names.
I mean, all, all those names. I mean, there's so many great basketball players. It's so hard to put in perspective on who should be, because, you know, people say Michael Jordan was the best. People in this era say LeBron James is the best. So Everybody has a different argument. But I'm just proud that my son is in the conversation.
Yeah, that's right.
To be part of that group, because you're talking about some great players.
Tim, where does that fading, hang-in-the-air jump shot that he makes all the time come from? Because I watched him at Duquesne. I watched him at Arizona. Haven't watched all of his NBA games because we obviously not as closely connected to that now with the job I do. But, like, he's perfected that. It's unbelievable. Is that something he's always had in his bag? Or is this a newfound aspect of his game?
No, I got to tell you, in high school, his pull-up jumper was his go-to. I mean, he just could stop on a dime and elevate over people and make a pull-up jumper. And he's just perfected it to go to the next level with college and the pros, because guys that are so much bigger and more athletic. But that's something that he really worked on. His pull-up jumper was always special and something that, you know, he always went to.
Yeah. Well, enjoy Oklahoma City for the third time these playoffs, and hopefully this is the time where you guys get a little champagne in celebration. It has been a remarkable story. We've all loved it. Tim, you've loved it more than anybody else. So let's keep the good times going, and we'll talk again when they win, okay?
And I got to tell you this. I told TJ last night after the game, I said, I surely hope when you win it that the NBA trophy's like the Stanley Cup, because we want to bring it to Pittsburgh and have people come and
yes!
have a big party and just enjoy the moment.
Tim, can I sneak into that party?
You are more than welcome.
Let's go.
You are more than welcome. I will make sure you're at that party.
I'll see you, Tim. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
There you go. Tim McConnell. See, that's what you got to do, Dom. See how I just, he's in a good mood. His son's doing incredible things. Now if they win, you got the number. Hey, Tim, that party you were talking about, can we get a date and a time and a
I want to be invited
for that?
Do you think I'd be invited?
You, before you said goodbye to him there, I just heard that brief interaction. You should have said, hey, Tim, that party thing you were talking about, does Pony get a plus one?
See, that felt like an inappropriate time to ask.
Do you think it was inappropriate for me to just ask right there?
No, you were good. You were good. I feel like me, he just wants to probably, you know, hang up the phone and doesn't want to talk to me.
He looks at you like a minion almost.
Yeah, essentially. Maybe I should have changed that and said, hey, you know, Tim, I'm a big deal.
Do you feel like that's why some hosts go after you the way that they do, because they look down on you? Like, do you think Pomp looks down on you? Do you think Starkey looks down on you? Do you think Crowley looks down on you? Do you think Mueller looks down on you?
You know, I'll be honest, the only person here who I think looks down on me is Callis. And Bechtold somewhat.
So it's like a producer jealousy thing, maybe.
I'm not saying jealousy, I just think...
Well, maybe it's like they feel like you're invading their turf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why I give Donnie a lot of credit, because he talks to me like we're on the same level,
Donnie's,
even though we're obviously
Donnie
not.
Donnie still makes fun of you and disagrees with your opinion, but he does it in a less personal way, if that makes sense.
100%. And that's why I love Donnie.
Well, that was cool to talk to Tim McConnell. That was just awesome watching the Pacers blow out the Thunder last night, and he is making history as far as Pittsburghers go in basketball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.